see me have you work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. That's how me better work, 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 work. When you walk a line, 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 I'm in the cafe, my dad.
Welcome to WitWorks Radio. It's Tuesday, April 9th, and my name is Abby Pober from Co-ops and Careers, and I am here with two fantastic colleagues, one from my office and somebody from the College of Professional and Continuing Education, and I will let both of them introduce themselves.
Hi, my name is Janelle Juba. I am the Co-op and Career Advisor for Construction Management and Civil Engineers, and here we have Kiana.
Hi, everyone. My name is Kiana Skipwith. I am the Director of Online Learn here at Wentworth. Happy to be here.
Awesome.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. How's everybody doing?
Great.
Awesome.
Sometimes it's great to just get the show started a little casual.
Yeah.
So let's just jump right in.
Okay, so today our topic will be online learning at Wentworth. So I'm just going to ask Kiana a few questions so that she can, you know, let us know what she's doing in her office. So Kiana, what does online learning look like at Wentworth?
So online learning at Wentworth, I kind of describe it as a new emerging way of how learners are learning in different ways. So in particular for Wentworth, right now for this particular term, we have online students across 12 states and we have one international student located in Shanghai, China.
Wow.
So we have a large demographic of span of where our students are coming from here to go to school at Wentworth. We have about 7 online and undergrad programs for grad here at Wentworth. That includes construction management, facilities management, project management, technology management, and in our undergrad online courses and programs, we have project management and building construction management. Some of our programs also include hybrid courses, so that means they do some coursework online and some they come into campus to do their work as well face-to-face. And for those particular programs, we have 4, and that includes civil engineering, bachelor's of facilities management, project management, and we have a certification in facilities management as well. So as you can see, students have a plethora of what they can choose to do online or hybrid at Wentworth. So we just want to let everyone know what's going on, and if they're interested, let us know. We're happy to have you.
Great, that's great. So why does online matter? Online learning matter?
Yeah, so online learning, there's so many benefits to online learning today. As both of you guys know, more and more institutions and colleges are moving towards a more flexible, convenient format for their students. So online learning, it requires learning 24/7. You can do it at any time. You can have resources available at any time as well. And all you just need access to is having an internet, you know, an eagerness to learn, and being able to connect with the online community. So that's what means why online matters to me and why we should do here at Wentworth more.
Okay, awesome. So in regards to support services for the students, the distant and online learners at Wentworth, how does that look?
Yeah, there's a lot of resources here for online and distant students. One thing I would say that Wentworth provides the same support for its traditional students as it does for its online programs.
Right.
And their students, one is particularly the library access, so they can access the library 24/7. They have LibGuides. They can contact a research consultant if they need help with their writing. Here at the Center for Academic Excellence, they have the online tutoring. So if online or distant students need help with writing or math, they can do that virtually through the Center for Academic Excellence.
Right. I never knew that.
Mm-hmm. Even the Center for Wellness, they do online counseling.
Wow.
And if any students need specific support or accommodations, they can get that as well for their course needs and support as well. We offer online advising support regarding programming. We do course design and development for faculty in their courses as well. It's just so many things that are going on at Wentworth. So we provide students with a lot of different things.
Yeah, and I know our office, we are trying to support students who can't actually get to campus as well for mm-hmm. career advice. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that, you guys are really taking the lead in regards to supporting the distant learning students?
Yeah, one thing I would add too is at CPSE, we have a dedicated online learning team that supports the students at a distance. So like I mentioned before, not just for online advising, but they do course consultations, they answer questions, do Blackboard support and training. Blackboard is our LMS for those of you who may not be familiar with an LMS here, mm-hmm. Where students connect and access their assignments and learning activities as well. So we really would like to continue to support the students as best way we can for their learning and support and growth.
Okay, awesome, awesome.
Some other things I want to mention about the benefits of online learning, I call them the four C's. So Janelle mentioned this earlier, is that one thing about online learning, we want to be flexible for our students. So the four C's I call them are convenience, credits, cost effective, and career focus. So convenience is that the students have the opportunity to learn anywhere, anytime. Credits, the benefits to offer transfer credits so that they can get their degree and finish faster. Cost effective, one, being flexible, but also having the opportunity to take, not having to take the time off from their work schedules or their busy life to complete a degree program. So making it cost effective for their family and personal lives. Mm-hmm. And then career focus, really looking into why an OLI degree matters to them. Is it for if they want to advance in their careers, if they want to go to the next level, personal growth, you name it, online can make it happen.
Okay, awesome. Mm-hmm. And in regards to tuition, where does that fit? Is it about the same? Is it less?
Typically, online courses or programs are a little cheaper.
Nice.
But it all depends, you know, the content, the program you're going for, and how much you're doing it to do what you want to do.
Okay.
So it's a flexible model, but I think it's a definite option for getting your degree faster.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great.
All right. Should we take a break? We've covered quite a bit about how the program actually works.
Yes.
Awesome. All right. We'll be back in just a moment.
All right.
Thank you.
Looking at you. Oh,
we're back. So, Kiana, can you tell me a little bit about how learning at a distance work, learning at a distance or learning online works at Wentworth?
Sure. So the online students at Wentworth use our learning management system, which is Blackboard, to access their course materials. And the online learning experience begins with the course site in Blackboard. So that means that everything is organized in a weekly format. So students have typically a week to go through their course materials. So that can start with the textbook readings, reviewing a presentation, completing the learning activities and assignments. And this is all by a set due date. Students submit their assignments electronically through Blackboard, and they have a grade center where they get feedback from their instructor about their progress.
So typically, how does the course structure work? Do they have to read one assignment and then post two comments? How does that work?
Yeah, the assignments vary based on the content, but typically the instructor will have an announcement every week introducing a particular topic and remind the students what they need to do. The types of assignments that typically happen in online are, I would say, discussion boards, which you're referring to, where they can post something or post a response, and then they have maybe one or two, or sometimes three, depending on the course, follow up with their another response post or follow up. Just to kind of get the engagement going in the discussion board. So it's another form of type of interaction, I would say.
Okay.
Because some of the other assignments that they typically do are individual or self-directed, whereas like writing the papers, taking tests and exams. Some courses get really creative and have online simulations where they can actually work in groups to complete work so they can build up their teamwork and team building skills. So they tend to be fun and a little bit more interactive than the day-to-day self-directed, you know, I have to read, tests, and learn.
Right. And what are the types of collaboration tools that take place here at Wentworth?
So some collaboration tools that we have here at Wentworth to connect students, not only with their peers, but with their instructors, we use GoToMeeting sometimes, and we use Office 365, which has Skype for Business. So Skype for Business is usually activated by the faculty member, where the students can do IM chats with their faculty member. They can share their screen and see what's going on and problem solve, ask questions. And just recently, we have purchased Panoptu, which is a video tool where students can get their presentations online. And they can do peer review, share their screens, and again, use this as a tool to showcase their learning and final projects. Instead of doing a final paper, they can turn it into a final presentation and showcase their talents that way as well.
Oh, that's awesome. I like the fact that, you know, there's different avenues to learning.
Yeah, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess at this time, I would like to turn it over to you guys and get your perspective of, have you guys have any experience as a student in online, taking online classes or online programs? It doesn't have to be here at WIT, but what are your things that you've experienced and some of the benefits and challenge that you guys see here?
Sure. So for myself, I've taken a project management certificate online, a couple of classes online, and it was very helpful in a sense of it being convenient in regards to, you know, me being a mom and working full time. I was, you know, still able to, you know, complete assignments when I was on vacation. I was able to still, you know, submit assignments because, you know, I had it on my laptop. So, you know, that was a plus. I mean, I did, you know, hit a few bumps because I didn't have Wi-Fi. But however, I managed to, you know, get it done. And again, it was just very convenient, very flexible. And, you know, the professor was always there and helpful, you know, if I had any questions, and just supportive.
Yeah, I think the professor or faculty here at Wentworth, they do really try to engage with their students.
Right.
So letting them know that they have a community behind them, and it takes a village as well, but also let them know that they don't have to feel alone, that they can reach out to them and get some advice and guidance.
Right. And it was challenging. So they were pretty challenging as well. Mm-hmm. So just because it's online doesn't mean that it's easy breezy.
Yeah. And so, I'm glad you brought that up, because some people think that online learning is a, like a lower level type of learning.
No.
But actually, our programs here at Wentworth, they're accredited. You know, we're accredited by an accrediting body, NECHI. And, you know, we have the same quality as those programs that we offer traditionally as well. So you don't have to feel bad like, oh, I'm doing online, I feel some kind of way. No, online learning has the same quality and excellence as any other accredited body.
Right.
I'd actually have to say that I think online learning can be a little bit even more challenging when I think back to my undergrad versus my current program that I'm in. I'm part of the master's program for project management here at Wentworth. And it's fully online. And I think what I've really learned is that self-directed learning is a lot more challenging.
Yeah, I get it.
Because it's all up to me to make sure I get it done. I mean, my professors will tell me what I have to get done, but if I don't sit down and have the discipline to do it while I'm also working full-time, it just makes it so much harder. But I think some of the I agree completely with Janelle. I mean, the flexibility is fantastic. I've submitted homework assignments from 30,000 feet in the air on my way to like California. So that's really cool. I couldn't do that in a traditional classroom setting.
Right.
But I think one thing that was a really big eye opener for me was when you're learning online, you can't read people's body language. You can't you don't know their inflection or their tones in the instructions that they're giving you, which is how I learned how I actually interpret information pretty clearly when I'm in a classroom. So classroom learning has always been really quite easy for me, candidly, and it's just something I've loved to do. And online learning was a challenge for me to kind of take on, because I learned so much just from a person's presence in a room. So that was a huge thing, and every professor approaches it a little bit differently. So every semester you're learning a new style, new type of expectation, you're learning what they're okay with. Like right now I have a professor who is really, really strict about citations. He'll take 5-10 points off of an assignment if you don't have your hanging indent going right. So that's one thing, and it's really important. But I had other professors who didn't really care about that sort of thing. But if you didn't answer the questions exactly right, like if you didn't answer every single question that was asked, you'd lose points.
Right.
So like kind of learning how to understand expectations, which is a huge professional skill.
Clear expectations, yes, you have to have,
And managing
managing
expectations and being upfront and communicative about what you're confused about.
We had one online student who was very nervous about taking classes, and he in particular, as you mentioned, Abby, about the classroom experience, like seeing and reading faces. So when he did his discussion board post, he said it was very helpful that Blackboard has this profile pic sometimes. So sometimes when he's typing a response to a classmate or another or the instructor, he has their picture like really large. So he's like, he usually talks it out first, like, this is what I'm going to post this week. And he looks at the person like he's really talking to them.
Wow.
And that kind of helps him like translate what he wants to write, because he's kind of connecting the picture with an actual person sitting across from him or close to him.
Right.
And really cool how he's trying to overcome his anxiety of the online world, of being so isolated at times, by kind of bringing in other strategies that kind of help him be successful in getting the work done.
Right.
One thing I think has been super interesting as I've watched my cohort go through, we're in our fourth class now together. Those first discussion boards were really, really professional. They were formulaic. They were very rigid. It was like reading somebody's paper. But now it's much more conversational. It's a little bit less formal. We save that for our papers. And the amount we've been able to learn off of each other is incredible. And I think that that's a testament to teamwork also. How much I learn in a meeting from one of my colleagues is the same as how much I've learned from these students who are posting in these discussion boards with me.
Right.
Because you're working also with other professionals are in the field too, so they're bringing in their knowledge into the classroom.
Yes.
Not just focusing on what the instructor or faculty member is bringing in their knowledge. It's like, hey, we're learning from each other, and you know, you have this great job in you know, New York or whatever, and you can apply that knowledge. And I'm learning from you of how to be better and really understand this content as well, because we're doing it together.
And right. You can use examples from your current work. So yes. You're doing this with yeah. your current yes. working, like absolutely. As you're working full time.
Yes.
I mean, mm-hmm. I've improved so many small processes in my own job just because I got to look at them through a project
yep.
in right. my classes and then apply that, what I learned from that experience, directly to my role.
Right. And you don't have to really wait till the end of the class. You can do it immediately. So it's like proactive and on demand.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I experienced that as well where, for instance, if we had to give an example of, let's say, time management, and since it was different professions, that you can look at it in different lens. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, I never looked at it in that way. Mm-hmm. So it's like, again, yes, you are learning, you know, from these professionals as well. So it was a great experience. And the classes were shorter. So it was like 7 weeks. But it was intense. It was an intense 7 weeks.
It goes by really quickly.
It does.
Right.
It does, yeah.
I think if any student is considering doing one of these online programs or moving on to their master's if they're an undergrad and taking it through CIPSE or any other program, really, if it has a 7 week structure, it's really helpful because you're only taking the one class. So you're focusing on that one thing. And Fennell's right, it's super intense. But it goes by so fast.
Right.
I mean,
right.
It just flies. I cannot believe I'm in my 6th week of this class. It feels like week one was yesterday.
Wait, 6 weeks already, Abby?
Yeah, wow. I know.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Next thing you know, you're done.
We've already hiked Everest. I had to get rescued. We failed. but we learned so much about teamwork.
Exactly.
Yeah, teamwork.
Yeah. So, question to you guys. What are some things you would give an online student or those who are considering an online degree? What advice would you give them?
Sure.
I'm just curious to know.
I think you want to make sure that you understand how much time you're going to need. So before I started this program, I asked the continuing education group about how many hours a week I could expect to spend on this. And the answer was 20 for my program. So I had to really look at my personal schedule mm-hmm. and make sure mm-hmm. that I could find 20 hours at least, because I got to tell you, sometimes it's more like 35, mm-hmm. Depending on the work and my schedule and my focus that week. But you have to make sure you can plan that time in yeah. and stick to it. I mean, time right. management skills are something that we teach here at undergrad level and is super important when you get to work. But you have to have those skills. And I think that... the other thing I would say is that you have to be kind of vulnerable. You can't go mm-hmm. into these classes and think that you know everything or that right. you could have gotten straight A's in your undergrad or yep. in high school and you could be really smart. And the people you're learning from are also really, really smart. And so you kind of have to go in with an open mind and yeah. some vulnerability that you're going to make mistakes. You're going to say something that somebody doesn't agree with. Mm-hmm. And that's totally the point.
Yeah, right. I agree.
So I agree with Abby in regards to the time management. So if you can set a specific time aside so that you do complete your assignments mm-hmm. and you follow up with your postings, because I know sometimes you have to wait for your classmate to post and then you respond. But again, just have yours ready so that, you know, when it's time to post, you go ahead and do so. And also, I would, you know, say just be open. Just be open to learning. Because you just never know what new material you can, you know, learn. I mean, that's pretty much it.
I think you should also tell your support network that you're going to be doing this.
I was
going to
say the same thing, yeah.
They need to know. I mean, my friends have been incredible. I still will go to barbecues and stuff at their house on Saturdays and whatnot, mm-hmm. but a lot of times they'll say, well, make sure you bring your homework because, mm-hmm. you know, I know you have to get some of that done. So if you're coming early, like, we've got a spot for you at the right. kitchen table mm-hmm. for you to make mm-hmm. sure you can get it done. And so, same with my family. I mean, I've been to Passover where I've had to kind of pull away from mm-hmm. the family. And so them knowing that this is a priority for me has really helped.
Absolutely. Yeah, you have to have your support network because they are the ones that also hold you accountable.
Mm-hmm.
But they also want you to... also want you to do well.
Oh, right? Yeah. I can't yeah. tell you how many times we've made plans and my friends have been like, well, Abby, like, have you done your homework yet?
You can't go.
They're like my mom.
That's awesome. Yeah, that definitely makes sense. So that this way you're focused and like yeah. Kiana said, you know, hold you accountable.
Yeah.
And my last question to you guys, is there anything you wish you would known about an online program or being an online student in the past or recently that have crossed your mind?
I wish I had known how much reading I was going to have to do.
Welcome to the... That's the first thing.
Yeah, it's a lot of reading.
It's a lot of reading.
Reading and writing. But however, there are support services for it if you're not a strong writer.
And I had the professor that I have right now gave a really good piece of advice that I had literally never heard in my academic career. And like I said in the beginning, I love school. So I've like paid attention to all my teachers mm-hmm. from the beginning. I mean, when he said to us, he said, I don't read these chapters. They're way too dense. What I do is I flip through them to see what I already understand mm-hmm. and where I need to go back and fill holes in. And mm-hmm. then I go back and I read the pieces where I had questions or where it wasn't familiar with me. And that was the first time a professor ever told me that it's okay to do that.
Yeah. Right. Right.
And it's this semester, it's revolutionized the way that I've managed my time mm-hmm. as far as like making sure I get all of my assignments done and all of my reading in.
Yeah, I agree. And that's the vulnerability piece, I think, too. If the faculty members or instructors, professor are vulnerable and let us know that what they struggle with sometimes and be transparent, they can also help the students, you know, be successful as well. It's like, do I have to really read 18 chapters this week?
Right.
Here's a strategy how you can do that.
Yeah, yeah. To hear that this professor wasn't going to be able to read all of that in 20 hours and exactly. get everything done was super helpful and validating to know that, like, hey, I'm not struggling. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
So, Kiana, have you taken any classes online?
I have. I'm actually in a doctoral program. So 95% of my courses are online, and we have two residency programs where we have to attend face-to-face, but most of the coursework is fully online. So I empathize with you guys. I understand. And as a director of online learning, I try to let the faculty know who are designing and develop these classes that, hey, you're dealing with working adults. You know, they have experience. They want to learn. But let's be real. Let's make this engaging. Let's make this fun. Let's make this applicable and authentic to what they want to do and what they want to learn from this program. Mm-hmm. So right. that's what I try to educate them on the other side about right. that.
So in regards to the structure, so do you compare, so does Wentworth compare other schools to see what they're doing so that we can enhance our programs?
All the
time. How does that work?
Yeah, all the time. I'm part of the Academic Technology Committee with the COF. Mm-hmm. So we're always pairing up, demoing, piloting different things and strategies so we can all, you know, understand what's going on in the online learning world, but also where the future of online learning is going. So it's no one-size-fits-all approach. So we're all trying to be more collaborative about how to make online learning work for not just Wentworth, but how is it going in this whole industry.
Right.
So there's a lot of things that are happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
I wanted to touch base a little bit more. I just wanted to share with our listeners about the career readiness piece that Kiana mentioned at the beginning. Mm-hmm. If you're wondering about the career outcomes of a graduate of the College of Professional and Continuing Education, we publish that information mm-hmm. on the Co-ops and Careers website. So if you go to coopsandcareers.wit.edu and you go to the outcomes page, we have a module where you can see by the whole institute, by college, and by major, all sorts of different information, including the types of jobs that people are getting, mm-hmm. the companies they're working for, the salaries that they're getting, yeah. which are pretty incredible, if you say so myself. So there's so much valuable information. So if you are evaluating a program, go to those pages. Most colleges should be publishing their career outcomes, and I know for a fact mm-hmm. we are because I do it. Mm-hmm. So those are great resources to help you, I think, evaluate which program is beneficial for you.
And one last plug, on May 8th, we're going to have a Facts and Snacks with the WITH Online team. So if anyone wants to learn about online learning, about the services that we provide, and just to kind of see some of, showcase some of our events and classes, mm-hmm. feel free to come by from 2 to 4. We're happy to have you and to meet you.
Will that be in the college? Will that be in CIPSE?
That we haven't determined the location yet, okay. But just keep it on your radar.
Yeah, share that with us and we'll tweet about
we'll
it.
We'll do, yeah.
Janelle, do you have any updates for the listeners?
I don't think so. Not that I could think.
Co-op evaluations are due next Friday. April 19th. Mm-hmm. So students on co-op, make sure you and your supervisor get them in on time. Your grade depends on it. A couple of other things, drop-in hours through the rest of the classes semester. So that's next Tuesday, I believe, is the last day of classes. Drop-in hours are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from 1:30 to 4:30 with a co-op and career advisor. This coming Saturday and Sunday, there's a 24-hour hackathon hosted in partnership with Rocket Software, part of their Rocket Build community. You can still register online. So if you head over to coopsandcareers.wit.edu and check out our events page, you'll see a link to register for the Rocket Software Hackathon. They're looking for coders, but they're also looking for folks who are interested in helping improve our local community here. So you don't necessarily have to be a coder. You just need to be a savvy problem solver with an interest in helping your community. Let me think what else.
Yeah, so those students who are seeking summer co-op opportunities, apply. At least apply to 10 employers a week. Make sure you register for co-op and you report your co-op hire on WITWORKS. It's very important so that you can receive credit for your co-op.
Yep. And if you have any questions about that, we've got handouts on the website, or you can swing by 101 Wentworth Hall to pick up some information about how to do that or have somebody in the office show you. As always, you can follow us on Twitter at WIT Co-ops and Careers, same for Instagram. Come visit us at 101 Wentworth Hall and have a great rest of the week, end of the semester. My goodness, I can't believe we're rolling up. I can't believe it.
All right. Good luck with finals.
Good luck, everyone.
Kiana, thank you for joining us
today.
Thanks
for having me. It's great.
Yes, it was awesome. Bye.